Welcome to Going Rogue, the podcast for clear-eyed rebels and utopia preppers. I'm here as always with the rogue journalist, Caitlin Johnston. I'm Caitlin's worst half, Tim Foley. How's it going, Caitlin?
G'day, Tim.
You're all chipper. Look at you, all bright-eyed and bushy-tailed.
Happy.
You're doing so much better. That was hard when you were kind of deflated and stuff.
Oh, I feel fine now. I'm back on.
You're back and running.
Yeah, weekend with my kids and
knocked
stuff.
Knocked out a few really solid articles. You're really chipper. You seem like you're walking on air lately.
Yeah, and I made a beautiful picture of you today.
Yes, you did. And you can tell how much you love me in it.
No, it's kind of embarrassing, actually, this picture. But anyway, you got to put this, you got to put it out there anyway. So today's article was more evidence that Twitter is unfollowing people from anti-establishment accounts.
Uh-oh.
Yes, because I've been hearing this, just rumblings about this. People were telling me, hey, there's something going on about follows in Twitter. Like, I have spent, I've been on here for many years and my follows go up incrementally. Not, these aren't huge accounts, but they always go up. And they've just stayed at the same level for a long, long time now. And also I've had people say to me, hey, this is the second time I've had to follow you, or the third time or the fourth time that I've had to follow you. Twitter keeps unfollowing me. Isn't that sweet of them, to take out the trash, I guess.
But previously it wasn't really affecting your follower count.
It didn't seem to be. I get a lot of followers anyway, but it just didn't seem to be. So I couldn't really make a study of it, for myself. Hard to do when someone else is telling you, you can't really, it's anecdotal. You can't really kind of get in there and work out what's going on. So I had my week off of Twitter, Involuntarily, yeah. That was not my choice. I got thrown off Twitter. And while I was in the sin bin, I did get some more followers. Like, I got about 200 followers. So it was rising fairly normally, considering that I had no output. There was this is just from old tweets and stuff. And then when I got back, it almost came to a standstill. Well, I mean, it did. It came to a standstill.
For like 36 hours or something like that, right?
Yeah, maybe even longer.
Wow.
So I ran some tests, with your help, actually. We did screenshots and stuff.
Screenshotted that bitch up.
Yeah. I don't know how exciting this is going to be on a podcast.
Let's not read through it. This might be a short podcast overall. But just we took screenshots of what was happening to Caitlin's follower counts compared to when we got notifications that she had a new follower. So normally, Caitlin gets a notification that there's a new follower. Her follower count goes up by one.
Yeah.
That has always happened. And, it'll tick down periodically at a normal rate when, Caitlin says something awful. She wants John McCain to die or whatever.
Yeah.
I lost
a few that day.
You lose a few dozen. And then it goes right back to climbing. It's never steady, like gain one, lose one, gain one, lose one, gain one, lose one. But that's what was happening for like a day and a half or more when you came back.
So we kept an eye on the numbers, right?
Yeah, and just took screenshots. Every time there were more people added, we would show what happened to the follower count. And it looks like what they're doing is every time Caitlin gets followers, they're unsubscribing a few.
Right. Now, Lee Camp also found this on Facebook. And we've been finding that on Facebook, too.
That's been going on for your Facebook page forever.
For a long time, yeah. And that's kind of... I didn't used to get any unfollows at all. I mean, who unfollows pages? I don't.
Yeah, who thinks to do that?
I don't think to do that. I don't know how many pages I follow. Probably hundreds. I've never gone and unfollowed one, except one time with Elizabeth Warren. There was a little bit of a Bernie group activity.
Oh, fuck you.
Yeah. Yes, when she wouldn't endorse, when she went and endorsed Hillary, we all went and unfollowed. And that was very satisfying. You know, thousands it went down by. So that was exciting. So you can do that, but really, you're not, like, most people don't go around cleaning up their pages, how many they've. So, yeah, for ages, our page has just grown, and every now and then I will say something that will upset people and I'll lose like 12 followers. It's very few. It's like, but most of the time it's just, you just don't lose them until about a, like maybe 6 months ago. I'm not even sure when it started. And then,
well, I don't think it was gradual, wasn't it? Like it was like, it was for a while there, it was, I'm not gaining followers as fast as I used to. And then it was, wow, it's taking forever to click up to the next 1,000 mark.
Right.
And then now gosh, I'm not adding a single follow, not one follower for days.
Yeah, and I thought, well, okay, maybe, you know, I just reached the Facebook audience. I didn't really think about that much until Lee Camp said that. And then I went, when you go deeper into the analytics, you can see that they've been unfollowing people. So at the same rate that they've been people have been following me, they've been unfollowing people. And I guess that they're probably unfollowing people who don't go to the page. And, you know, it's kind of because I haven't had anyone come and say, hey, I have had a couple of people say, oh, it's sure, I was following you. But, you know, anyway. So this is just a way that they kind of sculpt the narrative, you know? It's actually not that detrimental to your reach on Twitter, I've found. Don't you think?
I don't know.
Well,
you don't think it makes a difference that if there's fewer people following you?
Well, yeah, I guess they're like, you know, overall it does make a difference. But the thing is that the enthusiasm that surrounds you is really what's important on Twitter. Like, you know,
yeah, well, your whole thing is very, very fan supporter oriented.
Right, and very high energy, you know. You'll see there's plenty of people on Twitter with, you know, hundreds of thousands of followers who would never get it. They'll post a tweet and get 3 likes on it.
Yeah, nobody gives a shit.
No, yeah. So that's...
Well, your followers are very leaned in.
Yeah, yeah. So that's really, you know, that's great. And I'm not sure how much actual damage it's doing to our movement. Do you know what I mean? Because, like, you can have a Sally Albright with her little strange homemade tweet.
Bot farm.
Bot farm on using Hootsuite or whatever she uses to make herself look big or whatever. But they're not real people, you know? Right. And they don't even appear real. Like, and they don't gather enthusiasm in the same way that actual real people are, you know. That's why I've never bothered with a sock puppet. Like,
yeah, and also, the Sally Albrights don't gather enthusiasm generally because that whole political sector doesn't gather enthusiasm generally.
Right, yeah.
How much enthusiasm are you going to get for saying, Bernie Sanders sucks?
Yeah.
Every few hours.
Right. Well, it's like, there was, I didn't see it, but you said there was a tweet going around, someone saying about how all the cool kids are on the Russiagate story, the anti-Russiagate.
It's like, yes, yeah, none of the cool kids, it's very uncool to believe what Anderson fucking Cooper is saying.
I'm very cool. I believe in Anderson Cooper.
I believe whatever the CIA tells me to believe.
Yeah, Mr. Peabody. So, yeah. I mean, yeah, that's kind of...
There's definitely a coolness factor to being anti-establishment. And there's a distinct uncoolness factor to just regurgitating the same David Brock lines over and over again.
Right. So I just don't think, in the end, they may be getting, like, the appearance of numbers. I'm not convinced that that's translating into real enthusiasm. I say that because, you know, we saw that in the Bernie campaign with Hillary, etc. Like, you know, his massive rallies and her, she couldn't even fill a basketball court sometimes. Mm. And you can hide that for, like, they even hit it. There was, I think it was AP was running these polls that, and I was watching them very carefully. They were gradually cutting out sectors of, you know, the demographics.
Making it older and older and older.
Yeah, making it older and older. And then they started making it only people in the southern states. And then they started making it white people. So it was only white, old southerners that they were actually polling as to, you know, who did you prefer, Bernie or Hillary. So, of course, Hillary's numbers looked okay. And it hit a lot of the enthusiasm, but in the end, that didn't translate, you know, to the general. Definitely, like, and I don't know. You just can't fool people like that anymore, I don't think.
Yeah, and I mean, you're as soon as you jump back on Twitter, your reach shot, numbers shot right back up
to not pretty much normal. Yeah, so that's. Yeah, I don't know how much I would like. They can do what they please, pretty much, Twitter and Facebook, and they are, and Google. They're suppressing dissident voices as much as possible. Under the government's request, the government did say that they will they would like. Now, what was the quote? Hang on.
Something like to prevent the fomentation of discord.
Of discord, yeah. Here something we go. Like that. To prevent the fermenting of discord.
Mm.
Yeah. So they're all on the same train here. But take heart. I don't think it's actually translating in terms of it might be just hiding people from each other. But don't let that quell your enthusiasm. You know, I think we're doing something here quite scary to them, and we should just keep going. People keep saying, just go on Gab, which I can't stand anyway. It's like full of Nazis, and it's really disgusting. Oh, man,
I don't like Gab.
It's so scary, isn't it?
Yeah, it works all right. You know, you go there, and it's pretty similar to Twitter as far as the way you use it. But, like, from its earliest days on, it was marketing itself to Nazis, and it shows.
Right. Someone said on our Facebook that they don't like Gab because they feel like they're participating in a hate crime. Yes. Like, that's exactly it.
Yeah, and defenders say, no, that's just what free speech looks like. No, that's what free speech looks like when the free speech people are only Nazis. That's exactly. What free speech looks like if you get a bunch of Nazis in a room and stand next to them while the Nazis have free speech. Yes. That's not normal life. Not normal life does not have a bunch of Nazis in it.
No, yes. Yeah, yeah. So,
like,
yeah.
Actual Nazis, not like pretend like you know, MAGA hat people are a Nazi. Like actual, like, swastika.
No, they're fucking
Zeke
real
Heil.
Nazis. No, they really are Nazis.
For reals, Nazis.
Yeah, 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 yeah. I'm no snowflake, but I melt. I melt. It's disgusting. They're just gross. They're really gross people. Anyway.
Yeah, it's not really.
So Gab is not really gonna work. But the thing is, I don't want to. To be jumping ship. I'm a fighter, not a fleer or a freezer. I fight. So I want to stand in the room and keep screaming until they actually have to carry me off. That's my plan, both in Facebook and Twitter. So
yeah, and they will have to, like what Twitter was, what you caught Twitter doing with the numbers and stuff. They have to, like, really overextend, and then you can document that and say, oh, yeah, this is happening. When they threw you off Facebook for sharing an article about false flags, you can document that, and everyone can go, hey, look, Facebook is doing this weird, creepy thing.
Right.
And, yeah, I think that's good. I think it's good for people to stay and stay put and force the issue.
Yeah.
Everyone's, like, everyone's saying that everyone should exit. From these social media giants, because the idea is that the magical free market will sort it out, and they'll say, oh dear, we're losing all these anti-establishment viewers. We need to go back to doing things how we were before. Nah, you won't. That's not going to happen, because they don't actually give a shit about keeping you as viewers. They are propaganda outlets with extensive alliances with U.S. intelligence and defense agencies. You know, Google was basically helped built with the assistance of the CIA and the NSA. The idea isn't to make money ultimately. Ultimately, it is an apparatus of control. It's more about power than money.
Right. Well, and I think the Facebook story did a couple of days ago, whenever it was, showed that Facebook is willing to give up profits and actually increase their overheads to do these despicable censorship things. They're willing to do that. So what's going on there? And they're not operating like a business. It's not like we can just boycott, you know, and that'll work and take our dollars elsewhere. That's not going to work.
Right. Yeah. This, what normal corporation under normal financial incentives just at the slightest suggestion by the government that they should make changes that will cost them billions in profits, because let me go even further and I'll hire a bunch of people to enforce it. I'll cost myself billions of dollars and also greatly increase my overhead.
It's not a business, obviously. It's an operation. Asset. Yeah. Right. So, you know, Twitter's become, I think that their grand plan is to make it into the Noam Chomsky version of, you know, like it's going to become an echo chamber, the Twitter chamber.
They want to make it so that the only sides vigorously debating each other is the Fox News side versus the MSNBC side. Are you tripping on?
Oh,
that's the wind.
Oh, the wind. It's very windy. Yeah. Yeah, exactly. So it'll be just as it used to be on cable TV, you know, like everyone, the false puppet show, you know, two heads of the same monster.
Yeah, what got the oligarchs nice and comfortable, they liked it that way. This is fine. Why do you guys got to go changing things with your WikiLeaks and your alternative media and your...
Yeah.
Well, don't do that. Your dissenting narratives. What is this? No.
Yeah. So, but here's the thing. As long as they'll let us be there, and they kind of have to let us, you know, it's not like we are Nazis or even right-wingers or whatever. As long as we get to be there and keep making fucking noise, make as much noise as possible and put as much energy as you can into making noise there, because that is really where the fight is. Mm.
Yeah, I mean, they want to wedge people out. They would love
that. That's their idea.
They would love for people to be wedged onto Gab.
Yes.
Yeah, yes. Oh no, you're sure teaching me by going to Gab and going to hang out with your Nazis and completely stifling any trickle over that you may have had into the American mainstream.
Yeah, we have to be in the mainstream as much as possible. So do not go gentle into that good night. You should rage against the dying of the light.
Yeah, and we should talk about this more. It is just shoving into the mainstream is what we need to be compartmentalized forever into this little echo chamber where everyone's just like, oh yeah, that's where the kooks go. We never even look in there.
Right.
That's not gonna work.
No, we gotta be where the fight is at all times in the media war.
So yeah, so you got. You documented all the little manipulations that they're doing with your account, which are really weird if y'all wanted to check it out. For the longest time, there was all these followers being added, but Caitlin's followers were kept the same.
Right. But of course, as soon as I landed this article, then everyone tried out following me, so my little experiment got ruined.
Yeah, well, it's come up a bit. We don't know how if they could still be
they could be still doing it. Yeah.
We haven't been keeping track since this was posted. But that was a long, long time of just absolutely bizarre, unprecedented behavior on your account. So it's definitely good that the information is out there. And because we need to be able to talk about it, because like you said, Jack Dorsey will lie about it. We know that.
He absolutely will lie, bald-faced lied about hiding the DNC leaks.
Yeah, he was asked point-blank, and he lied point-blank. He said,
and then
no,
the asshole twisted it into a good thing.
Yeah.
After.
Bragged on the Senate floor. Yeah, we censored the hell out of that.
I hate liars like that.
Yeah.
They're the worst.
Yeah, so we can't trust that guy. Anyway, you got a poem for us?
Yep. Called Bad People. It's the one with your pretty face on it. Bad people sharpen their teeth on old car parts and stick pins into soft creatures. They stare at you intently, figuring out how to take you to pieces and plant your bones in the earth to grow slaves. You and I are not like the bad people. We like it here. This is our home. We want the green things to flourish and to blossom into bright things, not to die and get turned into oil. We are at home with the robins and the chirp flies. We place our feet on the ground and let the grass weave jewellery for our toes. We are staying here. We can plant olive trees. We can run up mountains with unprotected flesh and have unprotected sex with unprotected hearts full of unprotected wishes and unprotected dreams. We can dance with the giant iguanas in the Nadir as rainbow tears soak our clothes into mushroom food. For in the end, death must die, my sky-faced lover. We will beat the bad people. We will win. So come dance with me inside this large footprint to the music of the tree dragon's awakening. Let ivy grow in between our pupils and pelvises as we wait for death to get its wish.
Caitlin is an entirely reader and listener-supported journalist, so if you want to support her daily podcasts and articles, the best way to do that is via Patreon or PayPal. Links in the description. Follow Caitlin on Medium, on Steam, or on CaitlinJohnston.com. You can get on her mailing list and get an email every time she publishes an article. You have been listening to Going Rogue.
Shine on.
Thanks, y'all.
Katie, oh Katie, who are you pissing off now? Katie, oh Katie, your words are making them howl. You're trying to spread truth, but they don't want to hear it, and we don't think that's right. Keep talking, Katie, oh Katie, who are you pissing off now? Shady, they're so shady, they're lying straight to our face. But maybe, oh maybe, the truth they'll finally embrace. But the man on the TV says you're batshit crazy, and they paint you as a fool. Keep fighting, Katie, oh Katie, who are you pissing off now? We love you, Katie, oh Katie, keep speaking truth to power. We've got your back, so don't cower. Our pretty Aussie flower. Love you, girlfriend.